We have a very special guest today. We have Winged Dingus. Oh, God, for fuck's sake. For fuck's sake.
Have a sex toy, we'll try it. Have a fetish, we'll try it. We masturbate and copulate to recreate and educate. We are the Trisexuals.
Hello and welcome to the Trisexuals podcast. I'm Max Chameleon.
I'm Lily Chameleon.
And I'm Kit.
And sorry, Sexplorers, it's been a little bit of time since we released the podcast. I know I say this a lot and I take too long. To be fair, Lily and I were stuck on family vacation, which, you know, well, we did have more sex than we usually do on family vacation because we happened to have our own private shower. So that was a lot of fun. But anyway, without further ado, why don't we get into what's playing?
And oh my God, Max, you actually have a toy.
I actually have been playing with toys lately. Can you
believe it? Holy shit. Stop the presses.
So the toy I'm going to be talking about is the Jorah from Xenocat Artifacts. And let me tell you, this is a great little toy. It's a gift that Lily had got me for Valentine's Day. Yes, it's taken this long for me to actually get around to playing with the toy. But she put it on. It's a great toy for pegging. It's actually a little bit more humanoid than a lot of the toys that I'm used to, but it worked really well. It has these nice little bumps, kind of like where the glands are, underneath where the glands would be on the penis, and it's you know, it's just the right size for pegging, I'd say. Lily put it on and laid on her back, and I kind of bounced around on top of her, which was really nice.
And you didn't mention the best part, is it glows in the dark.
Yes.
And in the bottom has little hearts.
It does. Special made.
Special made.
Aww, that's cute.
Xenocat, we love you.
Lily, what have you been playing with?
I have two toys I want to mention. Pretty quick. One is the Kelpie from Xenocat as well. We actually just used the other day with E. I finally got to basically.
Oh my gosh.
What's the word? It's not pegging.
It's not pegging. No, you used a strap on.
I used a strap on a female individual, and it was amazing with the Kelpie. It was really good because I was able to knot it on her.
And the Kelpie's kind of like this, you know, aquatic themed. It looks almost like, I don't know, kind of like seahorsey sort of thing. It's really neat. Yeah, and Lily used that on a female bodied individual, which was, you know, a nice thing.
It was really hot and awesome. And then the other toy I want to mention. So the other toy I want to talk about is actually the Spadix from Xenocat Artifacts as well. So the reason why I need to talk about this toy is we were over with Xenocat and we saw this toy and it basically looks like corn, like a corn on the cob. And it is the best thing I think I've ever seen, and I just couldn't stop looking
Lily
at
it.
Lily
fell in love with it.
I did. I fell in love with this. I'm so happy.
Actually took a photo of it next to some corn. We might have to share that.
Yeah, I absolutely love this. You know, Ari, thank you so much. This is absolutely amazing. I love this toy so much. I just love the look of it, and I will post pictures.
All right, Kit, what have you been playing with lately?
Cool. Well, you guys, a lot has happened since the last podcast, so I actually have a ton of things, but cool stuff. So the day that Avengers Endgame came out, I went to check my mail, and I had a package from Geeky Sex Toys, and guess what was in the package? Captain America themed plug, and I'm like, I know what I'm wearing to the movie tonight.
Did you wear it to the movie?
Yeah, of course.
And, wow, I can't wear a butt plug that long. That's amazing.
You know, I've worn them for like 6, 8, 10 hours before. Wow. Sometimes, like, when you go long enough, like, you need to re-lube them again, but I'm usually good for a while. So, yeah, a couple hours is no problem. And this is a small plug. Like, this is a good beginner size plug. I probably the smallest plug I own. So it was really easy thing to just wear and have something, you know, to keep you company through the movie. And in the same package was something that I've been also looking forward to for a long time, which is a D&D style D20 ball gag, which I think is maybe my favorite thing in the whole Geeky Sex Toys store. And I had someone ask me about the size of it, because they're like, I've got some, you know, TMJD, I've got some, these jaw issues, you know, how is it size-wise? And I actually have quite a lot of jaw tension. This is something I'm working on too, and actually that's part of why I wanted a ball gag, because I thought, it's going to be fun to use on other people for sure, but I want to practice wearing it myself so I can let that jaw sort of stretch and let the muscles and the connective tissue kind of keep releasing so that I can fit larger things in my mouth. And actually the size of this, even with my jaw tension, is about right for me. It's not too much of a stretch, but it's definitely stretching that jaw hinge. So because if you're worried, it's going to be too big or whatnot, I can't speak specifically for you, but even with my jaw tension, I did pretty well with it. So that was very exciting. It's also, it comes with the strap is not leather. So if that is something you're looking for and it's important, it is really, really cool to know. So that was a fun package to get, because I love the D20 look. And of course, Captain America, my favorite Avenger. How could I not enjoy having that for in-game? That made my night. So that's the first thing. Second cool thing that happened. So one night I'm on Twitter and I shared a picture of the Split Peaches Screw You that we've talked about before. That's a great, it's a great anal toy because it actually screws in. It looks like a big screw, glows in the dark. Mine does anyway. Really cool. And I was like, I've got this for gadget role play. So from Rescue Rangers, of course, I was, you know, huge fan of gadget. And one of the companies on there, Black Fang Labs, saw this and they were like, oh my God, this is awesome. We're going to make you a wrench to go with your screw. And I'm like, no way. They're like, yes, way. So they did. They did. And they actually made it glow in the dark to match. They had me measure the sides and get it to fit so the wrench fits exactly. So it's a little like, it's got a lot of give to it. So what I found that the wrench is actually really good for is an impact toy, because it's got a lot of like smack. So now I've got this smacky wrench I can use with the screw. I'm all set for gadget role play. I even found some goggles. I guess they're like used for rave things. I haven't tweeted this yet, but I'm going to have to go find them and put them out there. And I'm like, I am set. I am set to be gadget. So it's really awesome. Black Fang Labs is making some cool stuff. And I just saw today, actually, some new colors they did with the wrench. Like it says Black Fang Labs, like engraved on the front of the wrench, and they've managed to color it and it really glows in the dark. And they're going to put a few of these up soon in their shop, and really cool. They do fantastic work. They're a really new company, but I'm already, they're promising, and I cannot wait to see what other stuff they release.
All right, Sixplorers, we have a special guest for you today. We have another fantasy sex toy maker, Fantasy Dangus, that we're going to be talking to. First, I wanted to give a real quick shout out to Scudderbotch from our chat, who took some of the crazy lyrics that I had made to Pure Imagination. That's that song from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And I changed the lyrics around to be Pure Degradation. And he actually sang it, did it with the music, the whole thing. It's absolutely beautiful. So we'll have a link to that. You should definitely check that out.
That sounds awesome. Well, let's get into our interview.
Yeah, let's go to the interview. Welcome back, Sixplorers. Today we have a very special guest. We have Wing Spider from Fantasy Dangus. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How about you?
Doing excellent. All right, so as you may or may not know, the first thing that we like to ask on the show is, what is your favorite dessert?
Probably ice cream, chocolate ice cream. Although I don't really eat dessert anymore.
Yeah.
I can relate. I really don't either. The dessert question is really hard. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Well, dessert doesn't necessarily have to be desserty, right? Like, dessert's just the thing that you end your meal on.
True.
If you like ending your meal on steak or potatoes or
ending your meal on steak. I love that idea. Like, I just had a cheeseburger. How to end this? How about a big steak?
Well, the thing is, I've been craving steak lately, so.
That makes sense. Do you put any toppings on your ice cream?
Nah. Huh. Just the ice cream.
The chocolate.
Just hardcore raw ice cream.
My question then is, do you like Morel mushrooms? Because I just saw the Morel mushroom toy that you just released.
Porcella vulgaris. I actually have not had Morel mushrooms, so I have no idea what they taste like.
I don't think I even know what that is.
Oh, so well, did you see the sex toy?
It's a type of sac fungus. You know, yeah. I'll put it in chat.
Oh.
Yeah, it's this beautiful yellow toy that he created.
But yeah, I saw the toy, but I don't think I've ever...
That's a fungus. Well, it's meant to look like a fungus.
It's also really awesome. It's textured, but one of the things that, like, grabbed my eye is that it is... The brown fluoresces, and I have not seen anyone yet who had, like, brown fluorescent glow in the dark, anything like that. And that's actually one of the interesting things about the toys I have that Wing Spider has made. They glow in the dark, like, colors that I've never seen before. So it's really awesome, and we're going to have to ask you more about as we go. Yeah, because that's one of the coolest things I think that you do that I've seen.
Yeah, don't give away any trade secrets or anything. But I remember in chat you did say that the way you got a glowy brown is by starting with an orange. That makes sense.
We don't need trade secrets. I don't know. I'm just like, how you've come up with something a little bit different, and it's pretty awesome. So the curious cat in me, you know, is like, what is this?
So it was your shot glass that I had made. Both of them, actually. You said they glued orange in the dark.
Yeah, orange. I've never seen that color of you know, especially. It was really different. I was so surprised because they're pink in the daylight.
Yeah. Oh, actually, that was completely unintentional. But it's just regular green glow in the dark powder and mixed in with the pink because I knew it would glow through because it was light enough. And I figured if I put not too much in, it could actually glow kind of pink. But I guess I put enough in that they kind of mixed colors. So you get kind of like the yellow and the green glow in the dark kind of mixes with the red and the pink fluorescent pigment.
So it was just a happy accident then. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. With the browns, however, that was it was definitely intentional. I didn't expect them to glow under a black light. But, like, I knew I could get those colors out of the pigments that I did have just mixing them.
Oh, that's cool. So, so I saw, you know, on Twitter and on your website, you do shot glasses and all sorts of other things. What other things other than sex toys do you like making?
I do some game development.
Oh, cool.
Excuse me. I should not have eaten that Hot Pocket before.
Yeah, true. But eating junk food is, you know, I couldn't get through a podcast without eating junk food. It's kind of like my MO.
Yeah,
but we didn't really eat any junk food today, did we?
Yeah.
I did.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
I eat junk food every day. You kidding me?
I didn't. I was good. I had my salad. I was good. But I meant more of like your silicone toys, like the shot glasses or...
Well, shot glasses can be used sexually, isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. They can definitely do
that. They're actually good nipple suckers, too, and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Have you used it much for that purpose?
Yes, I have, especially the smaller one. Larger one is a little bit, for me, like better as a vulva kind of thing, because just you get more area. But you could use either one, either way. So, and if you want the bigger area for nipples, you can do that. It's just the little one has stronger suction.
Yes. And I'm actually surprised that the Shaggoth shot glass can actually be used for that.
I mean, it's got weaker suction, but sometimes that's not always a bad thing. So I liked it fine. I actually liked them both.
Was that the original purpose of the shot glasses, or were they meant to be shot glasses and kids just subverting the use of them?
Well, I stopped at Michael's with my lady friend months and months back, and I know that we were looking around, and so we were looking through the culinary section, cooking stuff, and which I usually don't venture into, but I happened to see, like, you know, they have all these different silicone molds for, like, chocolates and cupcakes and whatnot. And I noticed that there were shot glass molds. So you could, like, make desserts out of, like, you know, fill them with chocolate. So it's like a chocolate shot glass and then fill it with whatever. And I thought I could use that as a mold and cast silicone shot glasses out of that. In lieu of, like, squishies, which are common vernacular for miniature versions of the dildos that fantasy toy makers make when you have leftover silicone from a pour, so you know it doesn't go to waste.
Oh, you mean, so like, minis, or...
yeah.
I've heard them call so many different names these days.
Yeah, different places have different terms for them.
I just call them breakfast.
Yeah, or things that we put on our little cars or trains or whatever.
Well, yeah, we like to goof around with those. One shot I was just thinking we should get is, you know, put them in a like a bowl and, like, pour milk on them like breakfast cereal. But anyway, that's where my mind drifts to.
We could totally nice. Do that.
Use white shampoo for that, so that way, you know, it doesn't appear blue in the photograph.
Oh,
that's how they photograph cereal. For the cereal boxes and advertisements.
There you go. Yeah, I knew they happened to use a lot of synthetic materials for that stuff, and it ends up looking really yummy, but you find out it's really like, oh, that burger's, like, covered in resin or some shit.
Yeah.
and it's not even, it's still raw.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we never got around to what got you started down this path of Fantasy Dangus.
Late 2018... probably late November, maybe early December, I had a dream one night that I had created a fantasy dildo for my lady friend and that she liked it. Ironically, though, in real life, you know, she's not really into dildos. But I had asked her, you know, if I had made one for her, would she use it? And she said, sure. Well, that didn't actually happen, though. But, the thing is, like, if you want to make your own dildo, the cost of it, like, if you're going to, like, sculpt one and make a fantasy dildo, you might as well just open up shop.
Right. Because you already have all the stuff that you need to make it, right? And it's easier to do bulk as opposed to just one-off. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, actually, I do all these, made to order. So you put in whatever options you want. Like, you select how many colors you want, and there's, like, a drop-down list that has those. And in the personalization box, you type in what you want, and I'll start a conversation to make sure you're getting exactly what you want. 'Cause not everyone gets it, you know, in the first chat. So.
Oh, and I have a question, too, because a lot of times when people do customs, it's just custom colors. And I was actually talking to someone who we'll keep it anonymous because I haven't asked if it's okay to talk about this, but who actually is having you build some stuff totally from scratch. Like, they came up with this story idea and they're like, here's what we want and here's the concept behind it. Build something straight from scratch. And I thought that was pretty cool because not every maker will do that.
Yeah, I just like sculpting and stuff, and, you know, I like making weird stuff. So that works out great. And, like, yeah, she's been great to work with on this. Let's see, creativity-wise and just being just communication-wise as well. Like, I had late last week or early this week, I shipped out a, you know, toy that someone had ordered, like, a few weeks prior. And, like, I had gotten a conversation started with her, you know, on what exactly she wanted and whatnot. And I got basically to the point where I got an idea of like what kind of colors to use. So I, you know, sent her an email asking, "Hey, how are these colors?" I got no response. So, you know, I followed it up, you know, a few days later, and, you know, more, and nothing. So finally I was just, you know what, fuck it. I'm making it and I'm sending it out, and you know, whether they like it or not, that's what they're getting. And they're not allowed to purchase from me anymore. But yeah, the, this lady you sent my way, she's fantastic to work with.
That's awesome.
It's way better.
I'm excited to see. I know you've got some really fun designs in the works. I know we, you know, probably can't really talk much about the details, but there's some cool stuff. And it's just nice to know that people can commission like really specific things straight from scratch. I also wanted to ask you too about the Little Pot of Horrors, which you had sent to me. That I just love this thing. Like it's one of the few plant toys that I own, but I know you had said the mold had a problem. Is it coming back? Is it just dead? Do I have the only one in existence? Which
no, it's still available for purchase. It's just that it's a pain in the ass to have to cast with the mold, because I have to the thing is, it was my first dildo design. I accidentally applied I don't want to say accidentally, I had an idea of how much I was supposed to apply, but that was wrong. So I put too much mold silicone on it and broke the model trying to unmold it, and I couldn't even get it fully demolded, so I had to cut the mold a little bit in order to release it.
Oh no.
So I have to like realign the seams every time, and I have to wrap it with a bunch of rubber bands. It's just a pain in the ass.
So the original mold, are you using like a 3D printer?
No, I sculpt.
He sculpted. So it's not like you could just print out another, you know, thing to do it. It's a, it would be a whole custom sculpt.
I mean, you must have done a lot of sculpting for something else, because I was looking at mine. I'm like, the pot and the roots on mine, and you know, all these little cracks and things in the pot that you've got, they're really detailed. So did you do some kind of other art or something before this?
I had worked sparingly in polymer clay before, but I hadn't really nothing like made like with detail or anything. The closest I had gotten to something that's detailed, I would say, was this well, my Etsy store, it didn't start out with fantasy dildos. It's it says, like, if you go to my store, it says on Etsy since 2013, but I didn't start Fantasy Dangus until 2019. Before then, you'll actually see a review for one of these things. I had created these little ceramic pipes for smoking tobacco. Yeah, tobacco.
And I, my we're idea from was, Colorado. We dig.
We understand, but we can't mention any of that.
Eat fam. But yeah, it's it was a thing called the Tokarina. It's an ocarina-shaped pipe. It's a small little thing.
Tokarina! Oh my god, sorry, I had to laugh. That was good. That was really good.
Yeah, really. And like, I kind of carried that pun naming scheme over with Fantasy Dangus. And it's, yeah, so you, I've seen other ocarina pipes on Etsy around the time I started making these. Because I figured there was, you know, some sort of overlap between, you know, Legend of Zelda and people who smoke. And, but what's cool about mine is that not only do you pull through, like, the part that you would blow into on a regular actual ocarina, but half of the pipe, like the nose part of it, is actually a chamber where you can store extra tobacco.
So just like the real ocarina, you can blow it and then you can make time stop, right?
Well,
or call rain.
You pull rather than blow, but yeah, more or less. You can slow the passage of time, rather.
Slow the passage of time. There you go.
So looking at this, you know, ocarina, I would love to see it like a silicone ocarina that you could actually play.
How would you
That would
use
be
it?
Interesting. I'd probably have to know. Use like
cool.
Probably have to use Dragon Skin 30, but I think it would be too soft to really be able to resonate.
Right, but you could also, you know, have it so it could be a fuckable toy.
I was just thinking of Paparina. Yeah.
I don't even know how I'd do that.
Now we got your wheels turning.
Maybe as like a silicone egg.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah. That would make a cool egg.
Yeah, I'm not as into the idea. I think that's something I'd leave up to geeky sex toys, personally. I try to dabble more in the weird or Lovecraftian kind of stuff.
So that actually brings up an interesting point. One of the first things when we met, you came into our chat, one of the first things you said, and it kind of stuck with me, is that you put this limit on yourself to do only non-dick toys. And that resonated with me, because one of the things that I think is interesting about the creative process is oftentimes putting limitations on yourself or setting certain parameters can actually lead to a far more creative creation than if you just left it fully open. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, originally the reason why I wanted to do non-penis stuff is because I still live with my mom. And like, if she found some of these sculptures, I didn't want her to like...
really thinks you're into mushrooms.
Perhaps. But no, she did end up finding out. Because I had asked for like a vacuum chamber for Christmas. That was a way I was able to mitigate.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks to all the mothers out there.
Some of the upfront costs involved.
Yeah.
Which is probably why I've been profitable so far in only a few months. But she knows, but like, I still like the idea of things that aren't penises, because like, that would just help me stand out in the marketplace. I mean, that was like one of the initial idea reasons for it. Was one, I didn't want my mom to wonder what I was doing, and two, it would be beneficial to me to, you know, I wouldn't be competing in quite the same way as everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Gotta stand out.
Yeah,
that's cool, and it's cool she was supportive too. When she found out, she didn't totally freak out on you. And that's good. That's really good.
Yeah, she is probably because I told her that I can make money off of this, so, and I have. So, yeah.
So out of all the things you've made so far, what's your favorite?
Right now, I'm just super into this, the Horchella vulgaris.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have no intention of using it on myself, but it's so pretty, god damn it.
What gave you the idea to do that?
Actually, I wanted to make some sort of mushroom toy. Like, I had some ideas of things I was going to make early on. Like, the Little Pot of Horrors was my first idea that actually went on. I don't remember if it was my first idea entirely, but my three initial ideas were the Little Pot of Horrors, then the Shaggoth, and the Horchella, before I had actually made any of them. I started an initial sculpt and didn't look that great, and I was just kind of like waiting to come back to it later, and I didn't like keep it sealed in a bag or anything, so it kind of dried out, so I had to like pull it apart, but I'm glad I did basically tear it apart and redo it, because it turned out way better than I expected. And I got this like dirt texture for the base, and that's another thing, like I always try to make sure the bases are themed to the toy itself. I mean, the Busta Slime kinda doesn't fit that, but only kinda, because it's all one thing. It's not like the dildo is coming out of some sort of base. The whole thing is just the slime creature, but the base looked kind of like grass. That's why I kind of started with this one, but it was just such a pain in the ass to make grass out of clay, this polymer clay, especially when it's soft. So I just like decided to make this dirt kind of texture. And I was planning on making the sides look like dirt and just the top would be grass. But this is way, this turned out way better, and it makes more sense, like from a diegetic kind of perspective, because mushrooms are going to grow out of the dirt, not the grass, kind of.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you got any cool creative designs that you're working on?
Not at the moment, other than the one, that commissioned one. I do have some ideas.
Anything you want to tell us about?
One I had for a while now, this tentacle monster, and it's going to have two tentacles coming out of it, like coming out the top, sort of pointing slightly away from each other, but not too far away from each other. And each tentacle is, both tentacles are going to be corkscrew shaped, like in the same sort of, like turning in the same direction. And that way you could use either one independently or, use it with a friend. Or, and this is the best part, you can twist them together to create one larger phallus.
Oh, I think I see. Oh, that's a really excellent idea. And tentacles are going to be a big hit.
Yeah.
Tentacles are always a big hit.
Yeah. And I pretty much have the market for corkscrew-shaped dildos, I think. Because I haven't seen anyone with the corkscrew-shaped dildo. I've seen wavy ones and stuff, or curved. But I've not seen corkscrew-shaped. That confounds me, because everyone, pretty much knows that ducks have corkscrew-shaped penises, and I'm surprised no one has wanted,
that sort of thing. I've seen one a long, long time ago. There was a pig toy, because pigs also have corkscrew penises.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I didn't know that. Huh.
Huh. That is weird that a mammal has that.
It's very strange. Don't go looking up a pig penis. It's not a good thing to see.
I'm not putting that in my search history.
Now that makes me question, because female ducks have the vagina where, they have like trap doors and stuff. I wonder if female pigs have the same thing.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I have no idea. Yeah, I've never seen anything like that. The closest thing I've seen to a corkscrew is the screw you, the split peaches one. But that's kind of a different thing, because it's, it's a mechanical thing. It's totally different entirely. So, yeah, you've got a really unique idea. I can't wait to see that come to life. I think that'll be really fun.
This is going to be kind of like a double helix with tentacles.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
Wait, isn't the double helix already a tentacle, technically, or two tentacles?
Depending on how those corkscrew, you might actually be able to stick a penis down the middle or something like that. That'd be kind of cool.
Maybe. But another cool thing about that is that since they're not one whole unit, they're not solid, they'll, shift against each other in use.
Yeah.
Which would probably create an interesting sort of feel.
That would be cool. Plus, where there are two and you can separate them, you can use them for DP.
Yeah.
So exactly. You have that option. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
The tentacle embrace. Yeah. I like it. Can't wait to see it.
And then, let's see, the Shaggoth. That was inspired by this one cam girl that I follow. She is Sexy Alice Snow. And she's on many vids and Chatterbait, but she hasn't been on Chatterbait in a while. But she has a video in which she uses the Shaggoth, because I had made that toy with her in mind, and that's actually the one that she bought. And I didn't actually tell her that before she bought it.
Did you tell her after?
So, yeah, and she was surprised by that, and.
She's probably like, right, you tell every girl that buys your toys that you designed it for.
No, she wasn't like that.
Typical pickup line.
Yeah, no. But yeah, she described what it was like, and it's pretty interesting.
How would our listeners get a hold of you if they want to, you know, commission something or just want to chit-chat with you?
Well, if you want to commission a custom sculpt, definitely start a conversation with me. You can do that through Twitter. I'm at FantasyDangus. Or you can just contact shop owner through Etsy.
All right. And people could also reach you in our chat, right?
Oh, yeah. You have our Telegram, and you're also on Discord and things like that in our trisexuals chat. So.
Yep. Yeah, with the custom design thing, it helps to contact me first so I know exactly what you want, and I'll be able to tell you if I can do, if I am able to create the design you're looking for or that you have in mind.
Cool.
So I'm a fan of the game Quake, the classic 1996 first person shooter. And let's see. I kind of wanted to make something kind of based around something from that. So I remembered there's these enemies that occur very sparingly. They're these slime things that hop around and explode when they're close to you. And they're kind of phallic-shaped when they're hopping around. Mm-hmm. So I decided to make one based on that. So I created the Bust of Slime. And I had originally wanted to make like drips in the Shaggoth toy, but I didn't actually do that correctly. So, but they still turned out pretty cool looking. But with the Bust of Slime, I really managed to make drips that looked like drips. And cool. Yeah. Plus, I wanted to make something that was girthier to apply that to appeal to that sort of crowd. Compared to other toys with girth, it's not that girthy, but it's like sort of entry level to girthier toys. But yeah, I think it's pretty cool looking.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's pretty cool. It does look, it looks very wet.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. One of the things that I realized when I come up with my business model, being that, you know, no penises, is that a lot of these things you can leave out on your bed, bedstand. Yeah, bedstand. And if no one's in the know, they would have no idea that these are dildos.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I love that your business model is no penises.
Yeah. Let's make a dildo company, but no penises. There's no way this could work. But yeah, I also wanted to make the bases look cool. Like, I wanted to make flared bases for one, so that, you know, the dildo stands up. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's sanitary because it's not touching anything that, you know, pick up dust. As not only that, like, I didn't really sculpt these with the anal use in mind, but I just know someone's gonna try. So I make sure that there's a decent amount of base to it, you know, to prevent that.
No, it's always a good idea, because even things that aren't meant to be sex toys will go in somebody's butt. If you can imagine it, it's been in somebody's butt.
Yeah, fire hydrants, a dildo if you try it hard enough.
Traffic lights.
Yeah, and if if you're curious of the crazy things people put up their butts, we actually had on Doc Wolverine twice now talking about the crazy stuff people have put up their butts.
So flare base is always a good idea.
What was the weirdest one?
I have to say the 3 pounds of potatoes.
No, three pounds of potatoes. Yeah, the Barbie heads were a close second, but the 3 pounds of potatoes were my favorite.
Okay, 3 pounds of potatoes, I can get that. Barbie heads?
Yeah.
Very specific fetish.
Very specific.
Yeah, you'll have to go listen to the episode. That was interesting. That was a hoot. That was a fun one.
Race to the Gutter. This is the segment where we have a randomly generated phrase and we ask you, our listeners, to come up with a sexy definition for it. Now, I believe that you, Wing Spider, have come up with a definition for sticky passenger. What is it? Mm-hmm.
What my definition I'd come up with was wipe your jism in the waistband of your underpants and... So you're walking around with that?
Oh, I like that. I do like that.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's so good.
So what you submitted to our thing is actually different.
Oh, okay.
So what you wrote here is that bead of jizz that sticks to the tip of your urethra, oh my God, and splits the stream when you try to go pee.
It also works.
So good.
All right, Zell, what do you got?
I have two ideas, but I'm already a fan of those both.
Kit, why don't you tell us your what you think the definition is?
My ideas, okay. Sticky passenger, I thought, was if you're in a car and you're in the passenger seat and you're giving the driver a hand job and he comes all over you, you become the sticky passenger.
Nice. I like that one, too. That one's a good one.
I like it. All right, Lily, you got something?
I do. So my thought of a sticky passenger is, so you're in, you know, you're in a parked car with a person and, you know, you guys are kind of going at it. And after they ejaculate, you're all sticky, but then you have to put all of your clothes back on really fast because you're about to get caught. And so then you're like, well, shit, now I have all this stickiness in my pants.
All right, so my definition for sticky passenger is colored by the fact that for a while I was traveling a lot for business, and oftentimes I would take a toy with me. Now, oftentimes, on my final night there, I would use the toy and not have time to clean it up before, well, I would fall asleep, and then I would have to go to work in the morning, not have time to clean it up. So I packed that toy used. Now, many people probably end up doing this. When you pack your toy to travel and you're flying, and you have a toy that's been used but not cleaned, that is a sticky passenger.
Oh, I like it.
All right, so that's the definitions that we came up with. Now let's see what some of our sexplorers said. So I haven't actually seen any of these yet. We're just going to kind of rapid fire through them. Okay. So here we go, because we actually had 16 responses this time.
Shit.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so we might have to pre-filter these for the next one to you know, get a more reasonable number. But here we go. I don't want to leave anyone out. So Cole says, when your partner gets fluids on them from sexual activities in a car.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Sexplorer Skrit says, the used condom you are unaware is visibly stuck to your clothing as you make your way home from a lewd date. Hey, mate, you got a sticky passenger. Let me get that for you.
Okay, so far, that script, that's one of my top.
All right, so Mariana, or
Marina.
Marina, I apologize. A sex explorer Marina. When you come on the face of someone giving you roadhead.
Nice.
A lot of people have that idea.
Yeah. Anonymous, when you get a used condom stuck in your hair by accident.
Ow!
When you've had...
That must have happened to them.
Yeah, a lot of these are sound like they possibly happened. A lot of people with sticky passengers. That other guy, TOG, says, when you've had a good impromptu round of rubbing one off and a stray glob winds up in or on your clothing completely unnoticed.
I like that, too.
Yeah. Fafner says, when only one person of a set of Siamese is having sex, the non-sexual twin is said to be the sticky passenger.
Oh, okay, that one might be my top one so
far.
Oh,
wow. And I believe the correct term is conjoined twins, but we'll let that fly for right now. The Lustful Satyr says, the third person in a threesome that has a cum and water sports fetish.
Ooh. Ah.
Jax says, after your partner has received an anal cream pie and you penetrate them, you are now a sticky passenger. Aaron says, internal cum shot.
Yeah.
Darkness says, when you walk about in public with cum dripping from your nethers, leaving everything you set on sticky.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I totally understand that.
R3X says, a car ride where your passenger is jerking off. He also says, or a car ride where there are leather seats and no AC on a hot day.
Oh, I think we've all had that where you get stuck. Oh.
Nuki says, a sticky passenger is when an object sticks to your body due to the adhesive quality of body fluids from sex, but you don't notice the object. Hey, looks like you've got a sticky passenger there. Some of these have some similarities. Princess Moto, actually, I should say Her Highness Princess Moto, Her Highness Moto Princess of Foxbutt.
Yay! Her full title. Blue Foxbutt.
Blue Foxbutt. When someone comes in you during the morning and it stays in you for the rest of the day. Sarah Maple at Maple Ream on Twitter says, a sticky passenger is when someone jerks off in a condom, busts a nut into it, and then you use the condom to fuck them with their own cum cream pieing them. Oh, that's interesting. Lily's got an idea now, and I'm
totally have to an idea out.
All right, and our final one is from Gronty. During long car trips, when the person in the passenger seat receives a messy blowjob, but there is nothing on hand to clean it up, so everything has to get tucked back away as is until the next stop.
Mm-hmm. These are passengers. These are absolutely
well, Six Explorers, you guys rocked it out. I do have to give special recognition to R3X because we never gave them a shout out before, but they are the individual that has lit their dick on fire and put their dick in
cheesecake. Oh my God, that's right! I am so happy someone actually did that, and they were really safe about it. But
what?
Our guest is like, wait, what?
So. Every show, it seems like I always ask for something absolutely crazy, except for this one. Well, we don't know yet because...
We haven't done the first part yet.
I hope he used pyro gel.
Well, he actually very reasonably won't tell his method in chat because he doesn't want people to try to replicate it. So thank you for that. But yeah, he knows what he's doing. We've confirmed that. So.
Well, he still has his dick, so he must know what he's doing.
Yeah, I would assume. I would hope.
Otherwise,
thank you very much, Sixplorers, and we'll come out with a new phrase soon for you to come up with definitions for, and we'll talk about it on the next show.
Yay!
All right, so
that was fun.
I think that's it for our guest. Anything else you want to say?
Follow me on Twitter. I do giveaways pretty much every week, at least every week that I have. Little things that I can give away. Typically it's shot glasses or eggs that I have made from excess silicone that's left over from a pour. And I do have a couple things at the moment. If I get sales during the week, that usually is used to add to the giveaway. So like if I sell a dildo by Wednesday, then I'll add another thing to the current week's giveaway. If I sell something by Friday, then I'll add something to next week's giveaway. I am also looking for someone to review this toy. But yeah, back on the topic of the Horchella Vulgaris, I'm looking for someone to review it. And I have this it's going to be the one that I used to take pictures for the listing. So, if you review sex toys, please contact me. If you have made sex toy reviews, please let me know, through Twitter, and let me know how many views you get for your reviews in the first week of posting a new one. That's relevant information I would like to know, because I spent a lot of time working on this. I'm not just going to give it away to anyone. Yeah, I'm looking for a viewer that I can give this to do a review of it. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at FantasyDangus and Etsy. That's etsy.com/store/FantasyDangus. All right, thanks.
You've been listening to the Trisexuals Podcast. Remember to rate us on iTunes, tell your friends about the podcast, join us on Twitter, Instagram, Telegram, and Reddit. Links and other information is in the show notes. And I want to just say real quick that we now have a whole new method for getting you into our chat, so it should be a lot easier and painless to come join us and talk to us and other creators like Fantasy Dangus and whoever else. So come join us.
Unless you like the pain.
Well, if you like the pain, you should join and then talk to Lily. Anyway, I'm Max Chameleon. I'm the sticky passenger that's a used sex toy in your bag.
I'm Lily Chameleon, the cream pie dripping out of you throughout the day.
And I'm Kit, the little sticky passenger stuck in your hair.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.